from Srila Jiva Goswami's Bhakti Sandarbha. And about two weeks back, we concluded fourth theme. As you can see in this PowerPoint, the fourth theme was devotees as the cause of attaining devotion. So naturally, the question arises what we should know about the devotees. Because through the devotees' mercy, associating with the devotees and serving them, we can get on with the bhakti platform, without which bhakti is simply not possible. And in order to make progress, there also we need the mercy of the advanced devotees. Like today, without the mercy of the Vaishnavas, there's no way I could have done this thing. Sometimes there is mercy, and that's what we learned in the fourth theme, that Krishna's mercy actually flows through his devotees. So that's the second way. It's the Lord's devotees is the primary thing that can help us to make advancement on bhakti. So today's theme, the fifth theme that you can see here that I've highlighted, and what are the specific characteristics of such devotees. So we will pretty much hear from the 11th canto, King Nimi asking questions to the 9 Yogendras, and the 9 Yogendras, one by one, they begin answering the questions of King Nimi. So here is the overview, what we are going to talk about the lesson 15. There are three parts to it, and lesson 15 is text 188 to 202, and again it's all about the specific characteristics that we would learn from the devotees, characteristics of devotees. And the three parts to it, in the first part, well, King Nimi is asking questions, and now Yogendras are going to explain, describe the three major classes of devotees. The topmost devotees, also called Mahabhagavatas, and those who are intermediate devotees, and most of us, hopefully, we are there, intermediate. And then there are neophyte devotees. We all pass through, or having been passing through that stage of. So King Nimi's questions were specifically about that. And the second theme is about what are the symptoms of such devotees, all the three classes. Third and the final theme, the final part of this theme, theme 5, is about the, again, much more details about the gradation of these three classes of devotees. So with that very brief introduction that you can see, these three parts that I just described to you, and gives you a very broad synopsis. So that is what we hope to learn from today's class. So about the three broad classes that Navi Yogendras are describing, this is about King Nimi's question. Now King Nimi had already asked the questions before, and a broad answer was already given, and yet King Nimi is asking again on the same topic. So naturally, question may arise, why is he asking that? Since the sages, the Navi Yogendras, had already answered that question. So it seems like that we will see just now what is the answer, reasonable answer to that particular doubt. Now, about the second part, what are the symptoms of the topmost devotees, also called Mahabhagavatas, which is text 191 to 198, is about the, as you can see here, the some of the symptoms that include here, that they are not disturbed, as most of us are, but the Mahabhagavatas are not disturbed by any sensual demands, bodily demands, mental demands, that they are not disturbed. They are also free from any difficulties of perturbation, difficulties of any kind of physical nature. Now, of course, we know the great Vaishnavas, they could be physically handicapped, but that does not any way hamper their discharge of devotional service. In serving the mission of the Lord, they somehow get by. As we saw today also, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas all around today that gathered, looks like I could pass the difficulties. I almost had given up for today's class, but somehow or other, this is a clear and present example that we saw today, that Krishna's mercy flows through his devotees. Only one of the devotees who suggested today that we tried and seems to work, you know. So it's a very, very living example that we saw today. And the way the senior Vaishnavas work, they are able to withstand the sensual and mental demands, and they are not disturbed by any kind of physical difficulties, is because they are constantly remembering the Lord without any kind of interruptions. And that is the key to do it, key explanation, all conditions. And they are absolutely pure by heart. Obviously, as Srila Prabhupada's mission that we are trying to pass on, to work for Srila Prabhupada, we are followers of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is a pure devotee, and by his mercy, this is what we are getting. So they are pure by heart. And because of the purity of the heart, because of the sincerity of devotional service, lured by that love, even sometimes, as we saw clearly, situation was not cooperating with us, you know, laptop, internet, all kind of things. But somehow or other, Krishna was convinced, because the Vaishnavas wanted to keep hearing about Krishna Katha. That is what we are going to be talking about. And finally, the second part, we will also hear another important element. There are five categories of knowledge that we must remember, realize that. And third, in the final segment of today's class, Srila Jiva Goswami is further showing light on this gradation of these devotees, these three classes of devotees, Mahabhagavata, the topmost, intermediate, and those who are neophytes. So neophytes, it turns out that he gives a lot of scriptural evidence that they are engaged in a kind of mixed devotion. And we'll see what that means actually. Well, intermediate, they are engaged reverentially, what means reverentially, with great sincerity and great faith, they are engaged in devotional service. They are still trying to perfect, but they are committed. And through engagement in walking through the footsteps of the senior Vaishnavas, the intermediates are progressing. What is the topmost devotees? They worship with such exclusive love, ananya bhakti, without any kind of material motives of their own, and what is its significance? That also we'll see in the concluding text of Sri Jiva Goswami. And of course there are some other divisions of Vaishnavas also. So with that broad overview, let's see how Sri Jiva Goswami usually does. He establishes a particular statement and then he supports, strengthens, solidifies those statements by giving scriptural references from Srimad Bhagavatam. And he gives scores and scores of references. What I try to give you, because of the time constraint, only a few representative examples of those references. Nonetheless, it does always, whatever the statements Sri Jiva Goswami is making, it is solidly supported by scriptural references. So the first segment, the topmost, the three gradations of devotees. So what are the, King Nini is specifically asking, as we just saw, why is he asking again? We saw that because he wanted to know specific characteristics of those devotees. So here is his question, and as I told you, this is from the 11th canto, first five chapters, primarily from the second chapter, that we will be hearing in this part of the class today. So here King Nini is asking to Yogendra, one of the Yogendras. I hope you remember through Srimad Bhagavatam classes, Sanjeev Prabhu and Makaran Prabhu are already reviewing the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, and they are just in the 10th canto, whereas the teachings of Nav Yogendra to King Nini comes in the 11th canto. So pretty soon they will be coming to this part, and we will get to hear again in much greater details. But today what we will hear, some of the key elements of the teachings of Nav Yogendra from King Nini. So here is that one of the question. Now, so he is very humbly and submissively asking the question. That is what, how we learn when we ask questions. The questions should not be in the mood of challenging the speaker, but to get to know, to understand the knowledge. King Nini is asking in that kind of submissive mood, is asking. Saying, even though he realizes that the Yogendras had already answered his questions beforehand. So now he's asking again. So he says, now please tell me in greater details, you know, he wanted knowing some specific greater details about the devotees of the Supreme Lord. What are the natural symptoms by which King Nini says that I can distinguish between the most advanced devotees, the Mahabharatas, and those in the intermediate level, and of course those who are neophytes, who are just beginning on the platform of devotional service. So he wanted to know specific details, in much greater details. What are the typical religious activities of the Vaishnavas, and how does he speak, such advanced devotee, or intermediate devotee or a neophyte devotee, whatever the case may be. Specifically, King Nini is pointing out specifically what he wants to know. Please tell me, please describe those symptoms and the characteristics by which these Vaishnavas become very dear to the Supreme Lord. Lord Shri Krishna, Bhagavan Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very important question that he is asking for the benefit of all of us, because we want to, our goal, we are not there at it, but it is nonetheless, it's our goal to develop, to cultivate the love of God, the love for Shri Krishna, which we don't have, spontaneous love. And that's why we want to know about it. So on our own, our behalf, King Nimi is asking these questions to such advanced Bhavi Yogindras. Now if you remember, as I was saying in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fifth canto, when Sukadeva Goswami is narrating the sons of Lord Rishabhdev, the eldest being Bharat Maharaj, he had 100 sons. So out of 100 sons, the first, the eldest one, of course, Bharat Maharaj, then 81 others, and the last 10 sons who really adopted the renounced order of life, and these are the 9 Yogendras that we are talking about. They are the sons of Lord Rishabhdev and brothers of Bharat Maharaj. Just to give you a little background who these 9 Yogendras were. Alright, so this was the verse spoken by King Nimi in the 11th canto, 2nd chapter, text 44. Actually, we are going to go all the series of verses from the second chapter of Canto 11. So, question then arises, as I just alluded right in the beginning of this class. Why did King Nimi request the Yogendra Kavi to speak on this particular topic than just a few verses earlier? This Yogendra had already described that particular topic, so because King Nimi wanted to know some specific details about that. So King really hoped to learn some of the specific characteristics and their dearness. Why are these advanced devotees are so dear to Lord, the Lord, to the extent Lord is bound by their love? And there are two reasons for that. We will learn in little bit more greater details, because they are constantly remembering the Lord. Excuse me. And so they are constantly remembering, and because of their selfless love, the Lord is bound by the sincerity. So now we are going to hear this description in more specific details. So in text 188, Srila Jiva Goswami, what he refers to as anuchedas, first is the awareness of these three classes, three broad classes of devotees. What is their awareness? First, the topmost devotee, the Bhagavata. Bhagavata, as we know, generally refers to the devotees of the Lord. And Mahabhagavata among them. So we are beginning from text 45 of 2nd chapter, 11th canto, and we are going to go one by one all the way up to text 55. So here is the verse 45 that Srila Jiva Goswami is quoting. The foremost devotee, what is foremost? The topmost. The topmost devotee of the Lord perceives, realizes his beloved Lord's presence to beings So that, and the topmost characteristics such a devotee, he sees in everyone's heart, Krishna is situated in their heart, so they can perceive Krishna right there in everyone's heart. And also they see all living beings within his beloved Lord simultaneously, and that they are able to see that. So question then arises, how do we understand, how do we really comprehend this love for the Lord? Very important question. And that is this, that love that they have for the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is by the symptoms of such love. What are the specific symptoms? As the melting of the heart. They are very, very emotional. The devotees tend to be very emotional. And we need, as we learned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the matter of devotion that we covered as part of Bhakti Shastra course, that there are many such symptoms, and one of the symptoms is this particular symptom, that they are very emotional. Jnanis are there, but because of their austerity and everything, their heart is too stoic. They, and we need these emotions to please Krishna, that love for the Lord. And Lord also, and sometimes, many times in fact, ordinary people don't understand. When these advanced devotees so easy, they're laughing crazy. And very next moment, they'll be crying profusely. Tears are rolling down from their eyes. Or sometimes, they suddenly get up and dancing up and down. So we sometimes characterize such behavior as crazy, right? But actually they are in that kind of relationship with the Supreme Lord. They are perceiving, they are experiencing particular pastimes with the Lord, and they get elated, and at the same time sometimes they're crying, crying out of happiness also, or could be from the separation from the Lord. But these nonetheless are the symptoms. By that symptoms, the love for the Lord, Supreme Lord, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, manifests. So that's one of the symptoms of those characteristics. And laughing, crying, and so on like that. So they have certain kind of vision. And this is very, very important for us to understand their vision. So there are three types of vision that Srila Jiva Goswami is explaining to us. Again, through quoting specific scriptural references from Srimad Bhagavatam primarily. So what are those three kinds of vision? And again, these visions, three types of visions, they are interconnected. The first type of vision leads to the second type, and the second type in turn leads to the third type. Alright? So please pay attention and listen, that we get to learn something there. And what is the first type of vision such Mahabharata told? See, no matter where, everywhere, if the Sanskrit word in that particular verse is called Pashyanti. Pashyanti in Sanskrit is called sees. They can see that. They can see everywhere they look around, they see the manifestation of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, which is very, very difficult for us. Why it is so difficult for us? Because our vision, our mind is going in different direction. even though sometimes we may be chanting, performing arati, addressing the deities, but your mind may be thinking about something. What my son might be doing, what my daughter might be doing, all kind of things. So our thought is not directly linked with the physical activities through which we are trying to serve the Lord is connected. So the important point is that mind also must be fixed exclusively at the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. That is how they are